Tantor Audio presents The Best Team Money Can Buy, The Los Angeles Dodgers' Wild Struggle to Build a Baseball Powerhouse, by Molly Knight, narrated by Hillary Huber. Prologue. I didn't think Clayton Kershaw would lose. Though we'd spoken many times for this book during the Dodgers' crazy 2013 season, I waited until before Game 5 of the National League Championship Series, when his team was one loss away from elimination, to ask him if we could sit down for an extended interview about everything that had happened after the World Series was over. He agreed. The Dodgers won later that day to force the series back to St. Louis and keep their season alive. Kershaw had the ball for Game 6. And though Los Angeles trailed in the series 3-2 and would have to beat a tough Cardinals team in hostile territory even to sniff a Game 7, everyone around the club assumed that with their ace on the mound, victory was a foregone conclusion. After winning the National League's ERA crown the previous two seasons by posting numbers in the mid-2s, the 25-year-old lefty had somehow made himself even tougher to hit. When he finished the 2013 regular season weeks earlier with a microscopic 1.83 earned run average, he erased any lingering questions that he was the best pitcher on the planet. There was no such thing as a sure win in baseball. But sending Clayton Kershaw to the mound in an elimination game was as close as it got.